Everything, everywhere, all at once. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The comedy, drama, science fiction, fantasy, martial arts film wins 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Director, and Best Actress. Michelle Yeoh, the first ever Asian actress to win.
For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities.
Kaley Kwan wins Best Supporting Actor. Jamie Lee Curtis, Supporting Actress. Brendan Fraser wins Best Actor for The Whale. All Quiet on the Western Front wins 4 awards. President Biden plans to speak at 8 a.m. Eastern about keeping America's banking system resilient after the collapse of 2 banks, including the country's 16th largest, Silicon Valley Bank, on Friday. Its customers are told by federal regulators that they will have access to their money today. President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is expected to testify today for a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he made for the former president. It's not stopping his campaign for re-election.
Former President Trump is holding a campaign event in Davenport, Iowa, in which he plans to address what his campaign calls America First education policy. Iowa's governor recently signed a school choice bill. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is rallying in her home state with a campaign event at a technical college in Myrtle Beach. Going into the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in Iowa Friday, as the Washington Post reported that DeSantis has privately told people he is running. He told Fox's Brian Kilmeade, though, recently, for now, he's focused on his book and Florida's legislative session and would think about other things in a couple of months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Iran's government announces the country's supreme leader has pardoned 22,000 people arrested in anti-government protests over the death of a woman detained by Iran's morality police in September. The head of the country's judiciary says around 60,000 other prisoners and people facing charges for other crimes are also pardoned ahead of the start of the Ramadan holy month. None of those people pardoned for any violent crimes or theft. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
There's a diplomatic fight going on between the Pope and a country where about half the people are Catholic.
President Daniel Ortega has ordered the closure of both the Vatican's embassy in Nicaragua and Nicaragua's embassy in the Vatican. This after the Pope compared the Nicaraguan government to a communist or Nazi dictatorship. The Ortega government started cracking down violently on dissent 5 years ago. Some Catholic leaders allowed protesters to shelter in their churches. Dozens of religious figures were arrested or fled the country. In an interview a few days ago, Pope Francis described the president as unbalanced. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Pope Francis was elected 10 years ago today. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledges to increase UK military spending by $6 billion over the next 2 years in response to threats posed by Russia and China. That would bring defense spending in the UK from 2.5% of the country's GDP to 3%. More incidents involving aircraft are being reported on the ground and in the air.
From airplanes clipping wings to a flight out of Hawaii taking a nosedive over the Pacific, such incidents have many asking, how safe is air travel? NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said on ABC's This Week she believes flying is still safe, but changes post-COVID are noticeable.
We saw a lot of layoffs. We saw a lot of employees retire. We have new employees coming on that are being trained. And then in addition to that, I think we have a pretty complex airspace.
Homendy said in 2017, runway incursions, where a plane's takeoff or landing is interfered with, numbered about 1,300. She says that's now up to about 1,600. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The North Carolina men's basketball team, ranked number one in the Associated Press preseason poll, is not awarded a spot in the NCAA tournament, the first time that's happened since the tournament expanded to 64 teams in 1985. Scottie Scheffler is back at number one in the PGA rankings after winning the Players' Championship in Florida. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.